Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope?
Welcome to Second Chances with Chief Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. Ooh, that name just gives me the jitters every time I mention it. I can't believe that, you know, I am now a chief, a high chief for that matter. Well, you know, it is something to think about how I can use it to help others. So that was Hope Bringer, our familiar anthem of faith and possibility. It reminds us that even in the most difficult seasons, there's still a light we can walk forward. We're still on the topic of organ donation, and we'll be talking about the ripple effect of organ donation and how one act of giving changes many lives. So tonight is a very special evening, because across the whole of the UK, across the nation and the Commonwealth, we pause to remember those who gave their lives in war so that we might live in freedom. Their sacrifice is the purest form of giving, the offering of one's own life so others may breathe another day. Does that sound familiar? It is. It sounds like organ donation, doesn't it? Well, they didn't offer their organs, they offered their whole life for all of us to live in peace. So we remember them as we listen to this next song, Forever Young by Alphaville. It's a timeless tribute to those who never grew old, whose names live in the wind of our gratitude. Here is Alphaville with Forever Young.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while.
are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Raising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
Forever Young by Alphaville. May the memories of our fallen heroes remain ever young in our hearts. As we honor their service, we also celebrate another kind of service, the gift of life through organ donation. Before we go further, I have some joyful news to share. The NHS Blood and Transplant has renewed funding for another year to support our awareness work. That means we can continue reaching more families, faith groups, and communities to dispel myths and save lives. So if you have any events or you want us to come and speak to your group or your families about organ donation, especially if you have a lot of people in your community or your family who doubt organ donation, then reach out to us and we would try to find that time, arrange with you to come and speak to your groups, your families, or your communities. So over the coming months, our charity will host local activities and community celebrations to mark this renewal. So if you believe in hope, healing, and service, we invite you to join us. Your voice and your presence matters. Our theme tonight is the ripple effect, how one act of giving changes many lives. Because when you give, whether it's time, blood, or an organ, you set off waves of grace that touch far beyond what you see. So settle in, let your heart be still. You are listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu. Let's begin our first journey into how one simple yes can change the world. So our next song is Sinner by Adekunle Gold featuring Lucky Daye. So I hope you enjoy and I'll see you back here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. said I was done, but see I'm here. You don't make it easy, Rara. To stay away from Yawa. Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can do whatever. Oh Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be so loser, no. Drunk on your potion, can't feel my lips burning, losing composure, can't feel my face drowning, seems so irrational, ready to risk it all. If I can't have you, nobody can. Tell me how can I get my mind off you?
Oh Shiba,
I cannot take my hands off you.
Tell me how I cannot get my eyes off you.
Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, no make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can do whatever. Oh Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be so loser, no.
You're set to rush, my baby slow down, come find your love. I'm hoping you see me, come serve it up, loving how you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I hope you were vibing to that song because I was doing the same right here in the studio. That was Sinner by Adekunle Gold and Lucky Daye. It's a song that reminds us of our shared humanity. It speaks to the truth that none of us are perfect, yet each of us can still choose to do something good and something redemptive. So our topic for tonight, for this segment, is the power of one yes. So I want to begin with your thoughts. Sometimes the most powerful word we ever say is yes. Well, I'm somebody who can never say no. I'm always like, yes, yes, yes. You ask for something, I say yes. So we say yes to courage, yes to helping, yes to saving someone else's life. When you think of organ donation, it's easy to imagine a medical procedure, but really it begins with a heart decision. One person saying yes, even when it's hard to think about death. That single yes can keep a child alive, bring a mother back to her family, or give a young man a second chance to fulfill his destiny. In our culture, the African culture, and perhaps in the Asian culture, we understand the power of one person's action. We say a single hand cannot tie a bundle. That is a proverb in Africa. It means we need each other. Every choice we make connects us. Sometimes people think organ donation is a Western idea. It isn't. No. Africans have always believed in giving. We share food. We share money. We share stories. We are givers by nature. But when it comes to organ donation, fear often steps in. Fear of the unknown, of tradition, of what others might say. So tonight, let's talk about that fear. Some people worry that if they agree to donate, their body won't be treated with respect. Others say, let me live my life, or when I'm gone, I'm gone. But here's the truth. When we give life, we extend our legacy. We live again through someone else's heartbeat. Imagine that. Imagine a man in Lagos who receives a kidney from a donor in Manchester. He goes back to work, raises his children, contributes to society. That's one decision made by someone in the UK ripples through generations in Nigeria. That's not just medicine, that's destiny. When I speak to families who have donated their loved ones' organs, they often say the same thing. We thought it would break us, but it healed us. That's powerful. powerful. They found comfort in knowing that their loss became someone else's miracle. Dear listeners, if you've ever wondered whether your life can make a difference, the answer is yes. I'm a testament of that. In more ways than you can imagine. Because giving in any form multiplies itself. It comes back in stories, in laughter, in gratitude. And, you know, there's this proverb from Kenya that, you know, really impacted me. And it goes like this. It says, "He who plants a tree, knowing he will never sit under its shade, has understood the meaning of life." Powerful, isn't that? That is what organ donation is. Planting life for someone else's tomorrow. Think of all the people you may never meet, but whose lives you can touch. A young girl waiting for a liver transplant in London. A man in Port Harcourt struggling with kidney failure. A mother in Accra whose son needs a heart. Each of them waiting for someone, somewhere to say yes. When we started our local awareness work, I met a woman who told me she used to fear hospitals. I was exactly like her. Her husband had died young. And she said, "Hilaria, I can't bear to think of anyone touching him." But months later, she joined one of our outreach sessions. She heard stories of families whose loved ones lived because of donors. And when she came up to me after the event, she said something I will never forget. She said, "I understand now. Giving doesn't take away from him. It adds to others." That's what this show is about. Understanding, healing, giving. As Africans, we carry deep respect for ancestors and the circle of life. We pour libations to remember the dead. We name our children after the ones who came before us. But what if part of honoring that heritage is giving life itself? Allowing your body to become a bridge between generations. You see, remembrance isn't just about flowers or silence. It's about what we do with the life they've given us. The soldiers we honored earlier today gave their lives so we could live free. Donors give their organs so we can live fully. And that brings me to you, the listener, sitting quietly, maybe thinking, "I'm too young to think about organ donation." Let me tell you, youth is not a barrier to generosity. In every generation, the torch passes to those willing to carry it. Our younger people need to see examples of compassion that look like them. They need to see Nigerians, Ghanaians, Kenyans, Jamaicans saying yes, proudly, publicly, and faithfully. That's how we change the narrative. We're not waiting for someone else to tell our story anymore. We are the story. So let your yes ripple. It may save a stranger, inspire a family, or even move a community. But stay with me, dear listeners. When we return, we'll talk about how giving life transforms families and communities, and how myths about donation can be turned into understanding. Up next is a song about connection and shared joy, "Like" by Inyanya, featuring Kiss Daniel. It's upbeat, it's full of energy, and it reminds us that life feels lighter when we give and receive love. Don't go away.
You still be riding for me. Back when I had no rubber, you still be spending feelings. Back when I had no boss, you still be standing near.
back. Back when I don't get liver, now you they boost my morale. Back when I never go yaki, but now you go run my visa. Back when the thing no swore, now you they give me joy.
If you like, show me what you
that really was like by Inyanya featuring Kiss Daniel. It was lively, joyful, and full of rhythm. And I was dancing away right here in the studio. I hope you enjoyed that. That song reminds us that connection, love, and togetherness are the heartbeats of life itself. So in this segment, we're going to be talking about how giving life transforms families and communities. So if you're listening right now, in our last segment, we talked about the power of one yes. How a single act of kindness, a single decision to donate, can ripple through generations. Now let's look at how that ripple moves through families and communities, and how one gift can rewrite the story of an entire household. When I first started speaking publicly about organ donation, I met families who had lived with illness for years, both here in the UK and in Nigeria. They carried the burden quietly out of fear, shame, or misunderstanding. Some had lost loved ones because they didn't know help was possible. Others were afraid of what people would say. You gave away a body part of your relative. You go swear juju, you know. But when one family finds the courage to speak out, something changes. I remember visiting a small community where a mother stood up to talk after a talk. She said, "My son died waiting for a kidney." That really, you know, ripped my heart. And she said, "I used to think nobody cared, but now I know we can all be someone's miracle." She didn't just find comfort, she found purpose. The next month, she joined our awareness campaign, and she now tells her story at events, inspiring others to register as donors. That's how transformation begins, with one voice that says, "I will not let pain end here." And I did that, and that's why I'm doing what I do today, because a mother agreed to organ donation. Across Africa and the diaspora, family is everything. We don't see ourselves as individuals. We are part of a web. That's why when one person falls ill, the whole family feels it. And when the healing comes, we all celebrate together. That was how my family were when I got my transplant. It is so unifying, that joy that your loved one is better and doing good. But we must also learn that silence can be dangerous. Sometimes our love for privacy becomes a prison. We say, "Let's not talk about it, or people will judge." Yes, they would. Who cares? Talk about it. You don't know where your help would come from. Meanwhile, as you're saying all of this, a loved one is suffering quietly, waiting for help that might never come. Let's talk about those myths, because they have done enough damage. Talk about it. One myth says that if you donate, you won't go to heaven with all your body parts. Another says doctors will not try to save your life if they know you are a donor. And some believe donation is against culture or religion. I'll tell you, as you all know, I lost my father. And I went to Nigeria for his final burial rites. And, you know, when I was coming back, I met this young man at the airport, and he was helping me. And I started talking. I don't know how we got to the topic of organ donation, but I started talking about my experience. And I said, you know, he's Asian and I'm African, and we all have the same culture and beliefs. And I said, the reason why I waited 10 years is because our communities, we don't talk about organ donation. And he said, "Oh, well, I would have loved to donate, but my religion forbids it." Oh gosh, then he got me talking. And believe me, by the time I finished, he was converted. And he was like, you're a very strong woman. And I said, no, I am not strong. I am here because a mom agreed to use her son's organs to save my life and several others. That is the gift that she gave to me. And that is what I'm passing on to you now. Let's unpack what he said. Let's unpack that gently. Every major faith, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and traditional African spirituality values compassion, service, and saving lives. The essence of faith is love. And what is of organ donation if not love extended beyond our lifetime? As for doctors, their duty is to save lives, not harvest organs. A transplant only happens after all medical efforts have failed and death is confirmed by specialists who are separate from those medical doctors looking after the patient. Your family's permission and the law both stand between life and donation. I once heard an elderly woman saying, in our day, people did not give their bodies away, but maybe we're not taught. She was right. Many of us were never taught that giving life this way is possible, let alone honorable. But times are changing, my people. Younger Nigerians, Ghanaians, and Caribbeans are starting to ask questions. They see how the same blood type that runs through them could match someone in another country. They understand that giving does not take away from their culture, it strengthens it. Because at the heart of African culture is Ubuntu. I am because we are. When you give life, you are living Ubuntu in its purest form. I have spoken to families who once opposed donation, but changed their minds after learning the truth. They tell me how their grief turned into peace. One mom said, when I hear my son's heart still beating in another person, I know part of him lives. She no longer visits his grave in sorrow. She visits with gratitude. Dear listeners, as you listen to me tonight, that is what transformation looks like. When loss becomes love, when sorrow becomes strength, when myths give way to meaning. But we still have work to do. In many African homes, conversations about death are avoided. Parents don't talk about wills or wishes because they fear it invites misfortune. So when tragedy happens, the family is caught unprepared, unsure what their loved one would have wanted. And I say it every day, use all my organs to save or improve somebody else's life because I have lived my life. And you can make that same wish. You can make that same decision. That's why tonight, I want to encourage you to have that conversation. Talk about organ donation while you are alive and well. Let your family know your heart, literally and figuratively. When we understand each other's wishes, decision-making becomes easier and healing begins sooner. Sometimes I tell people, you may never know who your gift will save, but one day you will meet the fruit of your kindness in heaven. And there's a proverb in Ghana that says, wisdom is like a baobab tree. No one person can embrace it. That's why we share knowledge, we educate, we talk, because in unity, understanding grows. So if you're listening tonight and still unsure, take your time. Ask questions, visit the NHS Blood and Transplant website, join one of our community sessions, and we will walk you through every step. This isn't about pressure, it's about purpose. And purpose grows when we connect, not just to causes, but to each other. So in the next segment, we'll talk about how this connection continues through the next generation, how youth, women and men can become torchbearers of awareness and health leadership in their communities. But first, let's pause for a song that captures that journey, Moving by Omale, because life is motion, healing is motion too. And every act of giving moves us closer to the world we hope to build. I will see you back here in a minute. Was Moving by Omalay. Unfortunately, I couldn't play it in full because there's a whole lot to unpack this evening. And this next segment, we'll be talking about passing the torch, youth, women, and men as change makers. So that was Moving by Omalay, a song about progress, about refusing to stay stuck in the past. And that's exactly where we're heading tonight, forward. So if you're tuning in, you're listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana, and our theme tonight is the ripple effect, how one act of giving changes many lives. We've talked about remembrance, legacy, and how donation transforms families. Now let's talk about the future, our young people, our women, and our men, because no movement survives unless it becomes generational. I meet young people all the time who are passionate about change. They talk about health, they talk about justice, mental health, well-being, and social impact. But when I mention organ donation, many still hesitate. They say, "Auntie, I support it, but my parents will never allow it." This is where education and dialogue becomes powerful. You see, awareness is not about convincing. It's about planting curiosity. When a young person asks their parents, "Mom, what do you think about organ donation?" it opens a window for conversation that never existed before. That's how movements start, one question at a time. Women play a special role in this, because in every African home, the mother is the teacher, the planner, the one who remembers everyone's birthdays and hospital appointments. When mothers understand donation, they become bridges between generations. They teach their children that compassion doesn't end with words. It lives in what we do for ourselves. Men too are stepping forward in new ways. I've seen fathers accompany their children to hospital appointments, brothers donating to sisters, and husbands registering as donors out of love. Masculinity is not about silence, it's about strength with empathy. There's a Nigerian proverb that says, "The child who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth." If we want our young people to carry the torch of kindness, we must make them feel part of the mission. We must show them that service is not outdated. It's the highest form of success. Education is key. That's why our charity continues to run outreach sessions in schools, colleges, and community groups. We teach young people not only about kidneys and health, but about identity and responsibility. Because when a teenager understands that organ donation is about saving a life, they begin to see their body as a vessel of purpose, not just a possession. I once spoke to a group of university students. One young woman raised her hand and said, "I want to be a donor, but my faith community told me it's forbidden." We talked gently about compassion, about how faith and medicine both serve humanity. By the end of the session, she said something I'll never forget. She said, If my organ can help someone else fulfill their destiny, then I have worshipped with my life. That's what awareness looks like. Transformation from within. We must also talk about health literacy. Many people of African descent suffer kidney disease because of late diagnosis. Hypertension, diabetes, and lack of access to early testing play a big part. By the time symptoms appear, it's often too late. That's why education matters. Not just about donation, but about prevention. Young people can lead this. Imagine youth ambassadors hosting health fairs, church groups teaching about living donors, or students designing creative campaigns on social media. That's how we change the narrative, not through fear, but through knowledge. And we women can lead community wellness drives, encouraging early testing. Men can mentor boys on managing stress, diet, and blood pressure. Every role counts. Because when people feel seen, they feel responsible. When they understand, they act. We often say we want Africa to rise, but rising starts with caring. Caring for our health, for each other, for the systems that keep us alive. And organ donation is one of those systems. Dear listeners, as you listen tonight, education is the seed and conversation is the soil. When we keep talking, learning and listening, something begins to grow. Trust. Trust that we are in this together. Trust that giving is safe. Trust that legacy is not lost. In other words, when you learn something that can save lives, you must share it. That's your duty. So I want to speak to the young listeners tonight, those scrolling through their phones right now, tuning in half curious. You are not too young to make an impact. Start small. Talk about donation at home. Ask your friends what they think. Invite them to register as donors or attend our upcoming events. You never know who might be waiting for that one conversation to change their mind. And to my fellow women, especially mothers and aunties, our influence is sacred. Use your voice to correct myths when you hear them. If someone says donation is taboo, remind them that saving a life is the highest honor you can give your ancestors. Because in Africa, we don't just pass down wealth, we pass down wisdom. And to the men listening tonight, your leadership is needed, not just in politics or business, but in compassion. When you stand up for causes like organ donation, you show strength that protects rather than dominates. That is the kind of masculinity our communities need. Every great change starts with a whisper. A young person asking why. A mother telling her children the truth. A father signing a donor card. A leader saying, "I will go first." That's how ripples become waves. In our next segment, we'll bring everything home. We'll talk about community healing, how gratitude, remembrance, and giving back rebuild the bonds that keep us human. We'll also share how your participation in our awareness activities can help sustain this movement. But first, here's a song that captures joy after struggle. Obinna Song by Mercy Chinwo. The title means "My Heart Rejoices." It's a perfect reminder that even after hardship, joy always finds its way back. Enjoy.
Jesus, why don't you open the memory? Butterflies in the belly, I'll be in a struggle. See the way you care for me. You carry my matter for your head.
In a song,
like a little baby, you watch over me. You know they carry me, they play.
In a song,
ah,
That was Obinna Song by Mercy Chinwo. I hope you enjoyed that. That song always moves me when I hear it. My heart rejoices indeed, because even in pain, we find reasons to smile again. Welcome back, listeners. You're still tuned in to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. In this segment, we'll be talking about gratitude, healing, and the culture of giving back. We've worked together through remembrance, legacy, and learning. Now we arrive at the heart of it all: gratitude. Gratitude is more than saying thank you. It's a way of seeing. It changes how we think, how we treat others, how we carry our pain. When I think of gratitude, I think of the families I've met, both donors and recipients. I also think of my donor family. There's one young man whose story always stays with me. He received a kidney transplant 3 years ago. He told me, "Auntie, I used to be angry at everything. Now, every sunrise feels like a festival." He didn't become wealthy. He didn't suddenly escape problems, but he became grateful, and gratitude gave him peace. We need more of that in our communities. Gratitude that builds rather than compares, because where there is gratitude, healing begins. Healing doesn't always come from medicine. Sometimes it comes from understanding, from forgiveness, from generosity. And the proverb from Nigeria says that the thankful heart drinks from the river twice. It means when you are grateful, blessings return to you in many ways that you can ever imagine. Our charity's work is built on gratitude. My work is built on gratitude. Gratitude to the donors who give to the families. Gratitude to the families who allow us to share their stories. To the NHS Blood and Transplant that has once again renewed its support for another year. That funding means we can continue reaching homes, churches, mosques, and community halls to spread truth and hope. It also means we can train new volunteers, hold awareness events, continue this radio show, and help more people of African and Caribbean heritage understand how donation works and why it matters. But we won't do this alone. It takes all of us, the volunteers, the faith leaders, the local youth, and you, the listener listening right now. Every time you talk about this topic with your family or share one of our posts online, you are helping us save lives. Now let's talk about remembrance in the context of giving. Every November, as the poppies bloom and we honor the soldiers who died in battle, we also remember the quiet heroes among us, those who give life after theirs has ended. They may not have medals or parades, but their names are written on the hearts of the living. Remembrance is not about sadness. It's about recognition. It's about saying your life mattered and your giving continues to matter. many Africans are learning to merge these ideas, remembrance and giving. We hold memorial services not just to mourn, but to build, to educate, to raise awareness. That is how we honor our dead, by making sure others live. One of the most moving moments I've ever witnessed was at a Thanksgiving service in Manchester. A donor family was invited to speak. The mother of the donor said, "I lost my child, but every time I see someone smile because of him, I know heaven gained a worker." There wasn't a dry eye in that room. That's gratitude turning grief into grace. When we talk about giving back, we often think about money, but giving is broader than that. It's your time, your attention, your encouragement, your kindness. It's visiting a dialysis patient, offering to cook for their family, or simply listening without judgment. If we all gave a little, no one will lack love. In our African communities, we grew up with the idea of contribution, osusu, ajo, cooperative. We didn't wait for governments to fix everything. We supported one another. That one principle can strengthen our health system today. If each of us gives a little, awareness, time, donation, we can build a healthier future for our children. Dear listeners, gratitude is contagious. When you show it, it spreads. When you leave it, it multiplies. As we approach the end of tonight's show, I want to leave you with this thought. Every time you choose gratitude over bitterness, you heal a part of the world. Every time you give, you start a ripple that may reach someone you never meet. We don't have to be perfect to make a difference. We just have to be willing. In a moment, we'll begin our closing reflections, summarizing tonight's journey through remembrance, courage, legacy, and gratitude. But first, let's lift our heart in celebration. This next song, Godwin by Korede Bello, is a joyful reminder that victories, big or small, are worth dancing for. Because when we give and when we live in gratitude, God truly wins. I'll see you back here in a minute.
I don't get a lot, God you win. And I don't pay my rent, God you win. There be one for my hand, but God you win. There be one keep my joy, but God you win. I say anything every now, God you win. No, now God you win. No, now God you win. No. I don't change my name to God you win. And no more, I don't buy more to God you win.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Godwin by Korede Bello. A beautiful reminder that grace always has the last word. So dear listeners, tonight we have walked through memory and meaning. We began with Hopebringer, honoring our fallen soldiers on Remembrance Day. Men and women who gave their lives so others could live free. We celebrated life's resilience through music and reflection, and we learned that organ donation carries that same spirit of sacrifice. We talked about the power of one yes, how families and communities are transformed by giving, how education and conversation turn fear into understanding, and how gratitude heals what loss once broke. This year, the NHS Blood and Transplant has renewed our charity's funding so we can continue building awareness across UK's African and Caribbean communities. We will host new events, community talks, and family activities, all aimed at inspiring more people to say yes to life. I want to invite you to be part of that journey. Volunteer, share your story, bring a friend to one of our sessions, and we can make kindness our culture together. There's an African proverb that says, when you give to your neighbor, your door will never close. The more we give, the more life flows back to us. Let that be our remembrance and our legacy. As we close, I want to say thank you to everyone who has worked with me tonight. All of you who are listening right now, the donor families, the transplant patients, and the quiet supporters who keep hope alive in every small way. Our next song, Fada Fada by Fino and Olamide, captures the heart of Thanksgiving, a joyful shout of survival and praise. May your week be full of peace, purpose, and second chances. Let me leave you with one final word of wisdom from our ancestors. It is our proverb for the night, and which will help you to reflect as you go to bed. When you give to your neighbor, your door will never close. May your doors remain open to grace, to kindness, and to life. Good night from me, Chief Hilaria Asumu, the Osimwa of Abiamu. This is Second Chances on Radio Africana every Sunday at 5 p.m. And remember, the ripple of one good deed can cross oceans. Here is Fada Fada by Fino featuring Olamide, and I'll see you back here next week Sunday at 5 p.m. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Mastercraft on the beat. Every day by day, I just they celebrate. Oh. Everything I do, we just they penetrate. Oh. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. See, I'm living large, I get angels for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. No. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. Oh. One bele bello. I call you if I follow one day, you must go. See, I come from East, the enter street, brother, you know. Is it me that I turn to beast, you already know. Him I know now, yellow moon don't get a yet. Oh, now yellow me don't get to ya. Him I know you have a balloon, but don't get a head. I saw a balloon, but don't get a head. So I'm the conqueror. My love for them just a wonder. So wish come up on your under. I fire them with the thunder. You wanna cause it one no juice. Mano chill. I cover myself. My fragile can never go one woman. Every day by day, I just they celebrate. Oh. Everything I do, we just they penetrate. Oh. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. I'm living large, I get angels for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. No. I just want to say, thank you. I'm not the one who's running away. Every day by day, I just dey celebrate. Oh, everything I do, we just dey penetrate. Oh, I just want to say, oh, thank you to God. See, I'm living large, I get angels so for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. I just want to say, oh, thank you to God. Can I walk to go father, father?
Radio Africa.
Ijo, 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 ijo,